You're listening to MTL. More to Life is the Christian Union St. George's School, Harpenden, and our vision is to make God's presence known to this generation.
Do you have a cold? Does anybody have a cold here? Put your hand up. Do you have a cold? Do you have a cold? Do you have a cold? Anybody else have a cold? Anybody else? Do you need a tissue?
Yeah.
You want a tissue? Has anybody got a tissue? I haven't got a tissue on me. No? You've got a tissue. Never mind. I don't want a tissue. Okay. Question is for you. Do you want that cold? Because I know a man that would have taken that cold right away from you so you can never have it again. Never. In fact, I still do know that man. Anyway, as you might have guessed, the man I'm talking about is Jesus, and the subject today is healing. Jesus was the healer. He used to walk around different towns telling about people about the kingdom of heaven, correcting their wrong ways and telling them to live in God's ways, and just basically telling how to live right. He also gave out free meals, remember, feeding the 5,000, and he went around healing people. He said all those who came to him were healed. Those with their pains, sores, and infirmities, that means sickness or pain, they were all healed. Do you know that there is not one person in the Bible that Jesus refused to heal? It says all that came to him were healed. But the question is, why did Jesus have to heal these people in the first place? Well, to find out that, we're going to have to go all the way back in time, because our time, so never mind. We're going to have to go all the way back in time to the Garden of Eden. So everybody, shut your eyes. Go on, shut your eyes. I want to see those eyes close. Watching you. Shut your eyes. Eyes shut. Shut eyes. Yeah. And you. Shut your eyes. Eyes. There we go. Lizzie. Okay. We might still be in St. George's, but I want you to picture another place. Close your eyes, Nathan. It's all for the effect. Okay. Just picture the Garden of Eden. It's a day where you feel happy, relaxed, free, at peace, content, satisfied, a place without worry, a place at the right temperature, with the right amount of shade, food everywhere, streams of water, animals flocking together. Look onto your left, there's a lion and a lamb lying down together in the sun. Birds are chattering, unafraid of people. There's no predators. Does anybody want to be there? Close your eyes, put your hands up. Anybody want to be there? Thought so. And even more special than any of that is God is walking on the earth. Wow. Now I really want to be there. Still close your eyes. Just imagine that. Your creator strolling around in the garden, hanging out with Adam and Eve. Look, they're sitting over there in the grass and they're eating. What? Are they really eating? No, surely not. No. Wait. Suddenly it grows cold. They shiver. The sun dims. The lion looks hungrily at the lamb. A snake coils its way through the grass. Adam and Eve suddenly run away, scrambling for privacy. Screams of animals in the air. Birds scatter in the darkness sky. And more bad things happen. And sin enters the world. That was a good effect there. And with it, it brings pain, sickness, and disease. In Genesis chapter 3, it talks of the pain that women and men will have to go through now they have sinned. Okay, you can all open your eyes. Okay, that was fun. So, for years upon years, men have been cursed with different types of disease. I don't think God wanted you to any happen to these. There was leprosy, skin disease, horrible things just to rot away. There was also people. Come on, lads, come on, where are you coming? Go. There were, come on. So you can imagine all of these diseases. Look, here's a few people with diseases here. Here we go. Here's a, if you look, there's a person who is blind. There were people who are mute. There were people who are lame. There were people who were deaf. I said deaf! And all these types of diseases. And do you really think God wanted you to go through all this pain? Okay, fellas, you can sit down now. You can sit down now! And God looks at the earth and sees its wickedness. Once he flushed it away and saved only a few people, But time and time again in history, I'm sure that God has seen the evil and wanted to extinguish it from the world. But one thing stops him. You. No, not you. Everybody, you. Right. No matter what you are like, what you do, if you're tall, small, thin, fat, blind, lame, deaf. I said deaf! He loves you for who you are. He loves you. He loved you. And he will still love you forever. Let's hear a cheer for God. So, he had to find another way. Okay, so God decided to take away all your sickness and at the same time your sin. We've just had Easter. Did everybody enjoy Easter? Everybody enjoy Easter? How much chocolate did you eat? Anybody? Your dog? No wonder you're ill. But at that time, Jesus came down to earth as a human and started to live this wacky life that we still remember and try to live like today. But there is a price to pay. Put your hands up if you think you've never sinned before. Go on. You think you've never sinned. Well, I'm sorry, sister, to tell you, you just sinned because you've just lied. And that's a sin, sorry. Because you've all sinned, you're all sinful. I'm sorry about that. The penalty for sin is death, says the Lord. So, I thought this would be a good time for us to play Wink Murder. Okay, what was the point of me doing that? The point of me doing that is that you are all sinful. And if this guy here, what's your name again? Daniel. Daniel represented God in that instance. And whenever he looked at you, he saw sin, and the penalty for sin is death, so everybody dies. So, I'm sorry, you didn't get to play how you normally did. But anyway. But, there's always a but. Probably God's favourite word. Jesus forgave your sins on the cross. Jesus healed you on the cross. 1 Peter 2, 24-25 and Isaiah 53-5 say, by his wounds, Jesus on the cross, you are healed. So everyone in this room who has a cold, you are healed of your sin. Hallelujah! Yeah, anyway. So, Jesus went back up to heaven, but he still heals today. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit in you. No, not you, everybody. Matt 28, verse 49 says, all authority on heaven and earth is given to me, not to me, but to all of you. Therefore, you, all of you, I commission you, go and preach the gospel to all nations, blah, 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 and heal the sick. In Mark, the same context, go, therefore, blah, 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 and place your hands on the sick, and they will get well. That's Jesus telling you to go and, through the power of the Holy Spirit, heal sick people. Wow, what a commission. Say to the person next to you, I can heal you by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you have that, So you have that same power that Jesus had to, like, for instance, tell that man in Luke who had the power of had leprosy to stretch forth his hand and be healed. See, can you imagine anybody? Leprosy was a horrible disease, basically, like, kind of, it still is a horrible disease, not finished yet. It would make all your skin go, lose the nerves in your skin, so you wouldn't be able to, I mean, your hands, your feet, and your face, you wouldn't be able to use your hands. So it would be, like, gnarled like this. Pardon? Your skin falls off as well, apparently. If anybody's skin is falling off, you have leprosy. And Jesus, enough now. So Jesus told that man to stretch forth his hand, and he was healed. So you can imagine that. A sick person before, and then blink of an eye, a healed person. That's the power that Jesus has, and that's the power through the Holy Spirit that you have. So, who wants that power? Put up your hands. You've already got that power. Stop putting your hands up. Okay, so what is the recipe? I say recipe. It's a bad word. For healing. Faith and prayer. What are the two words? And prayer. Faith in the dictionary says complete trust or confidence, but the key word is complete. If you have not one doubt, then you can do the same things that Jesus did. Yes, you can walk through walls. Yes, you can walk through water. Yes, you can heal people. Yes, you can fly the sky, etc., etc. We'll find out when we get to heaven. As Kenneth Copeland, you can do all things with power of Jesus Christ in you. As Kenneth Copeland says, an international pastor would put it, you've got to walk in your healing, meaning you have to carry on your life believing that Jesus healed you. Scripture is a very powerful thing to use in this case. I haven't got it on me, but as I said earlier, 1 Peter 2, 24-25 And Isaiah 53, verse 5, by his wounds you are healed. Jeremiah 17, verse 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Jeremiah 30, verse 17, but I will restore you to health and heal you of your wounds. And on and on and on, there's loads of scriptures. And I'm not just talking about physical healing here, but also emotional, mental, and any other kind of word you can think of. Because Jesus wants to take that all away from you. And it might seem a bit odd that he wants to take sin from you, but he loves you that much. He wants to take it away from you so you can have live a pain-free life. He's already paid the price.
You've been listening to the More to Life podcast. And I'm still waiting for you to be the one I'm waiting for.